Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every day. The things with your time and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. And on that note, Tanner, hit with the intro. And we are back. Big shout out to Neural Toyota, our title sponsor.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Neural Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Neural Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Neural Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Neural Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Neural Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yeah, I'm Carter Schmidt from Kelowna, BC, and I play forward for the Fort McMurray Oil Barons.
Okay, now everybody's telling me you cold plunge and hot tub and everything else. Tell me what this routine is. Like, what is it all about?
Yeah, so it's just a good way to get the recovery in. You know, after a game, after practice, you can hop in the cold tub for 5-10 minutes and just relaxes the body and gets the muscles feeling better for the next day.
5 to 10 minutes. How cold is that thing?
I think it's around like 50 Fahrenheit, so it's pretty chilly.
You want to convert that for me? Thank you.
We'll put that Canadian. Yeah.
So my question for you then is, so like right after a game, you'll jump into that?
Yeah, so hop on the bike, maybe do a couple stretches.
Degrees.
And then
it's 10 degrees Celsius.
And then yeah, sitting there for a couple minutes after practice or a game and gets you feeling good the next day.
Nice. And so are you doing this just after games, or is it part of like a daily routine that you have going on?
It's something I'll do like the night before game day. Yeah. And either maybe if we have a extra tough practice one day, hop in there and make sure everything's feeling good the next day.
And so that's the cold component. What are you doing for your heat?
So the heat's good for you know, if you're gonna stretch after. Yeah. Or do some mobility. Gets the muscles relaxed as well, and it's just it's a good way to loosen up the joints and the muscles.
Are you going in a hot tub? Are you going in a sauna? Like, what are you getting for your extreme heat component?
Yeah, probably hot tub. Hot tub's the best one for me.
And that's here on site? Like, because I saw the ice bath. So, like, how do you get it?
Yeah, it switches from hot to cold there, so it's perfect.
How long does that take?
I don't know. Pete does it on his phone. He can just control it there. And
oh, I'm gonna talk to him about that. I might need to get me one of those. That, because it's slick looking.
Yeah, like, it's really nice.
At the end of every shower I take, I put it into cold and I'll just sit there for a few minutes and let the cold hit. It's very beneficial. I can only imagine what it is like sitting in one of those hot or cold tubs.
Yeah, it's tough.
So how long have you been doing it for?
Probably ever since I started playing junior hockey. It's been a little bit of a thing I did, but obviously it's super easy here now with the one on site. So
yeah. Do your players think you're a lunatic, or
no,
are they jumping in there with you?
Lots of the guys do it, yeah.
Okay, sweet. Now as far as hockey's concerned, what position do you play?
I'm center.
Have you always been a center, or is that new for here?
I've sort of bounced around center and right wing a bit.
Okay. And how are you liking it?
Yeah, it's good. I like it. I think it's a big part of the game, and I think that there's lots of responsibilities to being a center, and I enjoy it.
Nice. And so how long have you been playing here with the Barons?
This is my second season.
Okay, that's the second season for McMurray. Yeah. How's the community treating you?
Yeah, it's good. I love it. Lots of support from the fans, and the community's great. You know, every time we have a game, they always pack the building and get it nice and loud in here. So
that's awesome.
Perfect.
And on your downtime here in the town, like, what are you getting up to?
Always hanging out with the guys, hanging out with the billets. There's the Mack Island facility, which we go to often. It's nice. The golf simulator here is spots some of the guys like to go to.
Yeah.
So there's lots of things to do on the downtime.
Which golf simulator is your favorite in town? Because there's lots.
I like the one up by PGA, it's called.
Yeah, I heard, like, the new one. We haven't been, we were there when they were doing the construction, but I haven't been in since they finished.
Yeah, I've been a couple times. It's nice.
Nice. What is it with golf and hockey? Why do you hockey boys love golf so much?
I don't know. I think it's
Happy
just...
Happy Gilmore?
Yeah. Happy Gilmore. Because of the movie? That's hilarious.
I think it's just a good balance between summer and winter sports. I think we get a lot of downtime in the summer, and I think I'm from Kelowna, so there's lots of golf courses there.
Yeah.
My dad was also a golf pro when I was younger, so he kind of gave me lessons and brought me around a lot, so I think that played a big part for me. But I think, just a good balance between keeping busy in the summer. And,
Yeah, because to me, like, every hockey boy I know plays golf.
Yeah.
Like, without
safe
fail.
Safe, too, right? Like, football, you can get injured. You're not getting injured playing golf.
Yeah, you're not going to...
That's right. No, fair enough.
Not get too bruised up.
Yeah. I was watching an interview years ago with a famous tennis player, Pete Sampras. Lenny was saying, like, he was the best tennis player at the time, right? And he was saying, I can't do any other sports, though. He's just like, I can't get injured, like, riding a skateboard or doing these other things, because I need to make sure that I can play my sport. So, yeah, I guess that makes sense. You ain't going to get hurt in golf, in theory. We've all been on carts. I've got hurt at golf a few times, so.
Yeah, it depends if you're golfing like us. Or like,
yeah, that's exactly it. I was, like, thinking for myself. I'm like, no, I've been hurt playing golf a number of times, so.
I've never been hurt playing golf, but I've been hurt driving a golf cart.
Facts. So, your parents, they're still in Kelowna?
Yeah.
Sweet. And have they had a chance to make it out to watch you play, or is that, you know?
Yeah, they came up this season for the home opener, which was sweet.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so, you live with Billets during, like, the season.
Yeah.
So, when your parents come up, do they crash at the house? Do they get a hotel? Like, what's that relationship like?
They got a hotel because my sisters came up as well, which I had to get enough room for everyone there, so they got a hotel, and it's nice that they came up here.
So with that component, like, you are living with different, you've had the same Billets for the last two seasons?
Yep.
Nice. So is that something where your parents now, like, chat with one another? Or, like, how does that work? Like, I've never played hockey or been in an ability, but, like, living with another family, obviously your parents are giving them a lot of trust.
Yeah, of course.
What does that look like?
Yeah, I've been lucky to have a bunch of great billet families in my junior career, and, you know, my parents still talk to most of them to this day, so,
wow.
Which is,
That's so cool.
Yeah, super awesome.
And so, how young were you when you first started, like, playing outside of, like, your home?
I was 17.
And so you're still in high school then?
Yeah.
So what's the motivation to get your homework done?
Play time?
Just, or else you're not going to play, I guess.
Oh, so they do really wrap it into...
Yeah.
Okay. Because I never want to do homework, period. So, like, if I was, like, talented at a sport and playing it, like, all the time, I know personally I would have been like, you know?
They keep you in line and make sure your grades are staying up.
That's awesome. And your billet parents are responsible for helping along with that as well? Or is that more, like, in-house coaches and your own personal kind of...
A little bit just personal, and obviously the billet's going to be there for you as well. But
yeah,
I think most of the guys here are pretty good at doing their own school and stuff.
Yeah. No, it's an interesting thing, because what you guys do is hard, and we were just talking to one of the coaches about, like, the schedule of, like, when you have to show up, what you have to do, and you're just like, wow, you really have a tightly packed schedule. I think most young adults don't. I know I didn't, right? So to play in something that's so regimented and then have to fit schoolwork in, that's a lot.
For sure.
Nice. So how long, you've been here for two seasons, how long are you planning or hoping that you're going to be able to play at this level of hockey?
So this is my 20-year-old season, so this is my last year of junior hockey.
Okay.
And then hopefully after this season I can play college hockey somewhere.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so when you're talking about college hockey, are we talking Canadian, American? Like, how does that next step work for yourself?
Yeah, so there's a Canadian league, as well as the NCAA, like American Hockey League, American League.
Yeah.
So my goal is to get a scholarship in the NCAA League.
Very cool.
Head down south somewhere and play there, yeah.
Nice. Well, unfortunately, Tanner's tapped his watch, so that means we're out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Let's give a shout out to my parents back home and my family, and thanks for everything they've done for me, and no, I really appreciate it.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.